What if you could make a computer chip 1,000 times faster, but without it getting any hotter? That's not a hypothetical. Researchers in Tokyo just announced they've done it, potentially solving the biggest bottleneck in computing. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for leaders in U.S. and European industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a profound convergence. We're seeing wearable biosensors evolve into sophisticated AI-driven health platforms, creating entirely new markets. At the same time, a new wave of miniaturized diagnostic tools from Asia threatens to upend the entire Western medical lab industry.
And as I mentioned, we'll break down that stunning development in semiconductor technology out of Japan, which could rewrite the rules for everything from data centers to consumer electronics. It's a week where the future of health and computing took a significant leap forward. Let's start with healthcare, Troy. There's a flurry of activity around wearable sensors. It feels like we're moving beyond just counting steps. What's the big strategic shift?
The shift is from single-function trackers to multi-analyte monitoring platforms. Two developments from this week perfectly illustrate the two tracks this is taking: regulated medical devices and consumer wellness.
Okay, break that down for us. What's happening on the medical side?
Abbott has secured a European CE mark for its Lingo and Libre-branded systems, specifically the Libre Duo. Published May 27th, this is the world's first wearable biosensor that continuously measures both glucose and ketones.
Most people know glucose is for diabetes, but why is adding ketones such a big deal?
Because it's a critical early warning for diabetic ketoacidosis, or DKA, a life-threatening condition. Previously, you needed a separate, cumbersome test. Now, a single sensor provides a comprehensive metabolic picture. For European manufacturers, this sets a new benchmark. If your device only measures glucose, you are now at a competitive disadvantage. Abbott plans to launch in select European countries later this year.
So, European med tech companies need to play catch-up. What about the consumer wellness track you mentioned?
That's where we see Oura, the smart ring maker. As of May 28th, they're rolling out a tool to track nocturnal blood pressure patterns. This follows an FDA policy shift that distinguishes between informational wellness tools and regulated diagnostic devices.
So Oura doesn't need the same level of approval as Abbott because they aren't claiming to diagnose hypertension, just show trends.
Exactly. This is a faster, lower-cost path to market. For U.S. and European electronics manufacturers, the opportunity isn't just selling rings. It's in the components, the miniaturized sensors, the low-power chips, and critically, the AI platforms that make sense of this new stream of continuous health data.
So what's the actionable insight for executives this week?
If you're in med tech, your product roadmap must now include multi-analyte sensing to remain competitive with players like Abbott. If you're in consumer tech, the game is now about integrating novel sensors and providing AI-driven insights like Oura. The key question for both is, what strategic partnerships do you need to build or acquire to master both the hardware and the data analytics?
Sticking with diagnostics, Troy, we're seeing these tools not only get smarter, but also incredibly smaller. There's a development out of China that seems less like an iteration and more like a complete disruption.
That's right. A research team at Westlake University in China, led by Wen Liaoyong, has miniaturized a cancer detection system from the size of a refrigerator down to a handheld device.
A handheld cancer detector? How accurate can that possibly be?
According to their paper published on May 26th, it achieves approximately 10,000 times higher accuracy than conventional methods. It uses a proprietary 3D BIC sensing chip and can screen for early cancer biomarkers, like those for lung cancer, from a single drop of blood. In clinical tests, it showed up to 94.9% accuracy for early lung cancer detection.
That's staggering. What does this mean for the established Western players in lab equipment and diagnostics, companies like Roche or Siemens Healthineers?
It represents a fundamental threat to the centralized laboratory model. Their entire business is built on large, expensive machines that require patients and samples to come to them. This Chinese device takes the lab to the patient. For U.S. and European manufacturers of diagnostic equipment, this is a clear signal that the market is shifting to point of care, and they could be leapfrogged.
So what should a trading company or a distributor be thinking? Is this something they can source?
Not yet. This is still a university-led project, but they should be monitoring Westlake University very closely for commercialization partners. This could become a massive sourcing opportunity, but it also signals a technology shift that could make their current product portfolios obsolete. the value is shifting from the large machine to the disposable high-tech sensing chip.
This feels like a major strategic challenge. What should a Western executive in this space be considering right now?
They need to aggressively accelerate their own R&D in miniaturized high-sensitivity point-of-care testing. This isn't just about making smaller versions of old tech. It's about new sensing technologies, like this 3D bite chip. They should be scouting for partnerships with universities and startups to get ahead of this wave, because a competitor is about to emerge that can offer 10,000 times the accuracy in a device that fits in your hand.
Troy, for our final segment, let's talk about something even more foundational. You mentioned a breakthrough in computing that gets around the problem of heat. This sounds like a holy grail for the tech industry.
It is. Researchers at the University of Tokyo announced on May 22nd that they've developed a new type of chip element that can process information 1,000 times faster than existing chips without generating excess heat.
How is that possible? More speed has always meant more heat.
They've changed the fundamental principle. Instead of just using an electron's charge to move information, which creates friction and heat, they are converting electrical signals into magnetic information. It leverages a property called electron spin. This effectively circumvents the thermal bottleneck, what we call the thermal wall, that limits how fast we can make current silicon-based chips.
1,000 times faster, with no heat penalty. The implications must be enormous. Let's start with US and European manufacturers. What does this mean for chip makers like Intel or ST Microelectronics?
In the long term, it could render much of their existing silicon fabrication infrastructure obsolete. It's a paradigm shift, but it's also a massive opportunity to lead the next generation of semiconductor technology, which will be based on spintronics and new magnetic materials. For manufacturers who use high-performance computing in automotive, aerospace, pharmaceuticals, this unlocks a level of simulation and AI processing power we've only dreamed of.
And for the trading companies and distributors who manage the complex tech supply chain?
This is very early stage, so it's about intelligence gathering. They need to be tracking the University of Tokyo for licensing deals. A commercial version of this technology will spawn entirely new supply chains, new raw materials for magnetic components, new fabrication equipment, new testing protocols. Getting in early on these new supply chains will be critical.
So what is the immediate actionable takeaway for a CTO or a VP of strategy?
First, assign your R&D teams to seriously evaluate magnetic-based computing and spintronics. This is no longer just a theoretical science project. Second, if you run or rely on data centers, this technology could radically alter your cost structure. Cooling accounts for a massive portion of a data center's energy consumption and operational expense. A heat-free architecture would be revolutionary. This needs to be on your long-range technology roadmap, starting today.
Okay, Troy, a lot to process this week. If you had to boil it down, what are the three key takeaways for our listeners?
First, the era of the single-function biosensor is over. The new competitive benchmark, set by companies like Abbott, is continuous, multi-analyte monitoring. Your device must now provide a comprehensive physiological picture, not just a single data point.
Second,
the centralized, high-cost medical lab is under direct threat from miniaturization. Highly accurate handheld point-of-care devices, like the cancer detector from China, are poised to shift diagnostics from the lab to the patient. This will disrupt multi-billion dollar markets for equipment and services.
And your final point?
We are at the beginning of a new paradigm in computing. The heat-free chip from Tokyo signals a potential move away from our reliance on silicone. Companies built on data, which is nearly everyone now, must begin strategic planning for a future where processing power is no longer limited by heat, fundamentally changing the economics of data centers and the potential of AI.
Troy, thank you for the analysis. And thank you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. We provide the strategic insight you need to navigate the competitive landscape of technology and manufacturing.
Join us again next week for your next briefing.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update.